House or any president that ever had a better friend or a better leader or a better public servant than you, and I wish my daddy was here to hear me tell you that. If anybody told me that you could come through like you did with your regulatory bill, with your demonstration city bill, and with all the other stuff you've had to carry, I wouldn't believe it. And I just thought the victory yesterday just showed that I got the difference between the men and the boys, and the difference between the stud ducks and the kids.
Well, I feel highly honored that you'd call me about this, and what you said makes me feel mighty good.
Well, you've just been the most loyal, the most dependable, the best interest of the friend. I'll tell you one thing, though. I think it's good you touch up again. I think if you can, without your committee cutting you up, I think it'd be awfully good for the country if you would just get some more information on some foundations and just touch them up just a little bit. And then I would make them, I would just say that the public, they're pretty unregulated. We ought to have some kind of a board appointed by the president, I think, a little speech that can supervise what these dictators are doing. It may be all right for them to take public money and give to this organization, that one. Maybe it's all right to start their own educational systems, their own church systems. It may be all right to start their own civil rights organization and everything. But to somebody representing the public,
that
ought to really look at some of these expenditures.
Yes, sir.
And if you think the tax people have been very derelict, not looking at them, and just jump all over old Sheldon Coyne, I'll tell him that it's all right. But you just say that you just think that they got to go to looking and monitor every dime. Controller General ought to do it, too.
All right, sir. That sounds mighty good, and you may rest assured I'll go forward with it.
Now, don't go to quoting me, because I don't want my tax people to think I'm dealing with you one hand and them the other. But you started your foundation, and I just want to give you a little encouragement.
That's
to keep people on the toes, you know.
That's wonderful, and I'll not quote you.
And some of these big boys that New York, the Ford, Rockefeller, and some of them, they might as well know what you're around.
That's right. Well, I appreciate your suggestion, and it will be carried out.
I just say, let the tax people just say, when we spend a dollar on pencils over here, when we have to go through the House Administration Agency, and when the president has an appropriation, either whether it's for defense or anything else, it has to be carefully checked. These people spending government money, and nobody knows a damn thing about it. Nobody knows what it's for, no matter how it's paid. Nobody knows whether their salary is excessive. And they just got an independent government up in New York with a bunch of these New York foundations.
That's all right, you are.
See, that's all right, but you'll see that the Mellons and the DuPonts and the Pews and the Rockefellers, they may be wonderful foundations. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why the tax people ought to look at it.
That's right. And another thing, Mr. President,
look at it.
You haven't
seen why some of these colonists that go around ought to take a look at it.
That's right. The balance of payments is involved in these foundations. They're competing with us in other countries, you know.
I just get that. Just say that you're gonna demand that the Internal Revenue Commissioner come up and explain why he's been derelict and why he hasn't had a report on each one of them. There's some talk that they've got some men planted around there that don't want to look at them.
That's wonderful, and I'll certainly carry it through.
Tell them the barbers down your country talking about it. They say that he's not looking at it very good.
That's a good approach.
God bless you.
Well, thank you, sir.